Hey, welcome to Dancing with the Stars Season 23, Episode 11. It's Halloween night here at AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi guys, welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We're talking Halloween night, my favorite one of the whole season.
Yes, of course, it's everybody's favorite. We wait all year for this.
I know. I'm your host, Laura Bethill. You can follow me on Twitter at LadyLBH. And welcome back, Chris.
Thank you so much for having me, Laura.
Yeah, welcome back.
It is so great to be here. And thank you all for your kind comments last week. My name is Chris Valentine. You can find me on Twitter at AKA Golden Boy.
Nice. Yeah. Fabulous. I'm so excited to be back.
Well, you inspired us to get dressed up tonight.
Yes.
You look like a fabulous flapper girl from the 20s. Love
it. Thank you. I hope you can tell that's what it is.
And anytime you can wear a wig, but that's your real hair anyway, so right?
Yeah.
Anytime you can get dressed up is a good night. And of course, this is everybody's favorite episode every single year. So it's going to be an exciting night.
Yes, yes. And love your costume, Robin.
Yes, I have been wanting to wear this outfit forever. Yeah. I have so many Halloween costumes and I've done a lot of shows where you wear them, but you can never wear a trademark costume. So I made sure that AfterBuzz was okay with this and I finally get to wear my Robin costume.
Hey!
So yeah, I'm excited. And of course, I was working out today. I mean, look at these pecs.
Look at those pecs. Unbelievable. Almost as good as Gleb's. Oh my God.
Oh.
We will get there.
Yes. Don't get me started
insane.
On Gleb.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. So let's start off. Tara and Sasha.
Yes.
We're up first with their cha-cha. Beetlejuice inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Just to start off and say, every time there is a strong theme on this show, everybody raises their dance a notch, their performance, the choreography, everything. It must just give them extra inspiration, perhaps, and more focus. I don't know.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm all about production. And so I am so excited because everybody's got props tonight. I almost feel like maybe it's a good thing that Len was not there tonight because you know how he is. He's
true.
Like, I don't need the props. I just want the pure dance. For me, this is an entertainment show, just like ours is an entertainment show. I want to see some fluff and I want to see some background dancers. I want the whole shebang.
The whole work.
So everybody, it's like it's amped up. Everybody's got beautiful background scenery. Mm-hmm. They got backup dancers. They're acting and that's what they want too. They've told them over and over, get into the role, feel it.
Yes.
And a lot of them did tonight.
Oh, yeah. Exceptional performances. I loved it. Okay, so Tara and Sasha doing the cha-cha.
How did you feel about it?
I loved it because I just thought it was really slick, well rehearsed. You know, Tara's always like that. She always pulls it out of the bag.
She does.
You never feel like, oh, she wasn't really there. You know, she's always on it.
She's
always
all
going
in all the time.
Powerful, yeah. The judges say that there wasn't enough wow moments, which I get. Okay, perhaps there could have been. But In contrast, she didn't get given something she couldn't really do mm-hmm. and then wasn't able to fully execute. So there's that fine line, isn't there?
There is, but I felt Sasha was really working it. I mean, mm-hmm. he goes all out. She always brings her personality. She does her best. So I was kind of impressed with it. I didn't see too many faults with it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought perhaps it could have got a higher score, to be honest. 24 out of 30.
Yes, exactly. Well, they opened the show, so...
But. Yeah, that's always tough, huh?
You know, sometimes a lot of seasons they'll start big and it'll be one of the best performances and they'll end big. This season, it's kind of like, to me, sometimes the show isn't starting until halfway through.
You said that last week.
I said that last week and I kind of felt it this week again.
Right,
but maybe the scores were a little lower because they were just starting out, so.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, just changing it up a little.
Change it up, yeah, okay. Next we had Laurie and Val doing the Viennese Waltz. And
beautiful.
It was... amazing.
Willy Wonka.
Pure imagination. Yes.
Pure imagination.
I loved it.
It was beautiful.
So good.
All the lollipops and everything. But what was with the crying with Val?
I know.
Okay, can we talk about that?
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, we're in the rehearsals during the week, and he's like sitting on the steps and he's crying nonstop. Now, I don't know whether his testosterone was low or he's very emotional this week. I don't understand it. I didn't quite get it. He's just like, I just want to help you be the best that you can be. And, you know, just just do your job. He is such a wonderful person. I have met him. He is amazing. Oh, and he has so much spark and fire. So I just couldn't wrap my mind around why he was crying so much. I just didn't get it. I didn't get the story of why that was happening.
I don't know. I feel like Val is under so much pressure. And I think recently they haven't been getting the scores that they were getting earlier in the season.
Is that
they were getting 10s before and then it started to drop.
He did say that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's feeling it.
And this pressure is like, clearly he's got one of the best dancers on, you know, on his team.
Yeah.
So why aren't they getting those top scores? And I think he felt like perhaps it was due to him. Perhaps it was his choreography or, you know, the creative side wasn't there. And so that pressure and everything, I think, you know,
is getting to him a little.
Maybe. And then him and Laurie seem to have this bond as well. You know, is quite brother-sister. Although he said he felt a bit paternal, but
fatherly, yes.
Yeah.
Well, she is a cute little thing. I didn't really see her in the Olympics, so I can't tell if that was her same body size and if that's what she was. But she's kind of stocky when you see them in person.
She's just ripped, isn't she?
Is it? She's she's strong. You got to be strong.
So strong.
It's not your typical dancer body, but I'm sure she did great in gymnastics, and she's doing great on the show. But really, it is up to Val to bring the choreography. He's right.
Definitely.
I know. She's got the athletic.
She's got the facility.
Strength. Exactly.
She can do all of it. Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah, Val, we're looking to you. I agree with Val. He is responsible to a large part. She's doing great. She's not making any mistakes.
Yeah.
Wasn't there even a part in their dance where she lifted him up, or is that another couple? Because I remember he twirled her and then she lifted him. I can't remember if it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, that little thing did that? Wow.
She's strong. She's strong as an ox.
She is.
She's amazing.
She is.
And everything she does is so slick and well polished.
You think she's top four?
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
She could win, and whether she wins or not, whoever wins, I think it's partly going to be down to the celebrities. The pros choreography and the creative side.
Yes.
That's what they always say.
It's
when
true.
It comes to the final, it's who's going to bring that wow dance out of the bag. Mm-hmm. So far we've had Jana and Gleb had their dance when it was in the rain. And then this week we had when they were doing the Joker dance with James and Jenna. Now.
Yes.
And Jenna. Those two dances have been out of this world.
Yes.
You know,
and it's usually
their own.
Derek usually brings it too.
I know.
And I kind of feel like Derek has checked out this season. I have never seen a couple not get along. And I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but he's usually at the top with the choreography too.
Yeah.
And there's like little mistakes every week. And usually the couple, the pro, will always take the blame. Say, oh, it's my fault. I did it, this and this. He's not taking any blame. And I think he even said last week or this week, something about it's on you. It's not me. It's not me. Or something. I'm like, oh, whoa. And then if you watch, I think she even said, you pushed me last week. And he didn't say a word.
Oh, when she fell
Remember
in the group
Remember she fell
dance?
Last week?
Yes.
Yeah. And he's like, she says, you pushed me. Really, under her breath,
yeah,
but
like,
it was on
I
live
feel like
television.
I was pushed or something.
She
there
said
was only
exactly
Derek
that.
There. Yeah,
Derek did not say anything, so
yeah.
I don't know what's going on with them, so my money is on Gleb. I really think those two.
Jenna and Gleb, but Calvin and Lindsay as well are also incredible.
Well, Calvin came out and pretty much opened the show tonight. It was like that 007 Live and Let Die feel with
The skeleton.
Yes, and I'm like, whoa, that is a way to open the show. That would have been great if they had the music from Live and Let Die, but that was he looked amazing. He's always so cheerful and great, and he's doing great this season.
He is amazing. Well, going back to Mary Lou and Derek, who were next with the Argentine tango, which was in the spider's lair, as they said.
Yeah,
so they got 23 out of 30, which wasn't great.
Well,
she does keep going wrong though.
She's making mistakes, and it's like he's trying to correct her and tell her things, but I feel age is coming into play, because somebody that's a Broadway star, that was a dancer, knows all these things that he's saying already.
Right.
So she looks amazing again tonight. Yeah. Legs for days.
Her eyelashes.
I was going to say, her eyelashes are perfect tonight. Last week they were a little weird, but tonight she looked Fabulous.
She's so good. She's so,
I love
beautiful.
Her. Oh, yeah. I just saw her recently. She's doing all, like, the award shows and everything. The Hero Dog Awards were on Hallmark, and I watched it last night, and it was like she was there, and she looks amazing. Oh. She's doing the circuit, but she's really, you know, I'm wishing that she would be doing better on the show. I thought she was going to be at the top, and now I have a lot of concern about that. So.
No. I think possibly they'll be out next week.
Yes.
I don't know that Derek wants to be there anymore.
No.
And it breaks my heart.
Looks like he is done.
He does.
And he's usually so competitive.
Yeah.
Was he like that in school?
Competitive, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Any stories you can bring in, please do.
Okay.
Because that's
where
the show...
He wasn't in my class. Mark Ballas was in my class. Oh. Derek was in the year above. So I would see him around the school, but I wasn't in any of his classes. Both of them were just... when is it, you say competitive, it wasn't like we were competing against each other, but they were always striving.
To be their best.
So in class, yeah, you're always like mirrored walls everywhere. You're just mirrors. Mm. And you're always, as a dancer, pushing yourself to be better. And then, you know... Who's next to you? Are they a really good dancer? That pushes you more. That's why often you want to be in the class above you. You never want to be surrounded by dancers who are weaker than you because you become complacent.
I didn't know that.
Mirrors everywhere. You can see everything going on all the time. It pushes you that little bit extra. Imagine in a sprinting race and there's somebody next to you and they're in front of you. It pushes you to go faster.
It
You're
does.
Like,
ah! Was he in the same room with you dancing at the same time? Did he bring up that level in you, or was it just you were with Mark Ballas all the time and your group?
You're with different people. Mm-hmm. So, but if I was with somebody dancing, it would usually be Mark, not Derek, just because he was in my year group. Yeah, but I mean, both of them were always
in the same
exceptional
room.
Dancers.
You
yeah.
could see them. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Sometimes, it, yeah.
And did you have lunch in the commissary or whatever? What is that?
Yeah, in the,
what is it in Cambridge?
Cafeteria.
Where do you have those in the cafeteria? Okay, those
the
long
canteen.
Wooden tables. The cantina.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. Not quite, but
okay.
Yeah.
So,
I knew them and, you know, see them around. They're, you know, lovely people. But
Mark Ballas is so creative. So creative.
That's
we're
how they were in
this
college.
Year.
You know, very creative. Yes. Mm-hmm. And there was a reference to Mark tonight.
Yes.
When James and Jenna, yeah. And I could see that. We'll get there.
I think they could win it. But yeah, he's bringing that Mark Ballas creativity and inspiration.
Exactly. I mean, at college, we trained in singing, dancing, and acting. And you had to train in, you know, the acting side through your dance.
Oh.
So when Mark's creative, he is creative, and Derek, you know, it's a whole production number. They would choreograph full productions, not just a dance routine. They would have, you know, input in costumes.
A storyline,
theme, the music choice. Everything from start to beginning, you know, start to end.
Just like we do here. We pick the music, right?
Right.
We dress up for you guys. We have a storyline.
This is just like college was.
We have a storyline. Yeah, we want to... My job is to bring the fluff into this show, okay? Not just the breakdown of dancing. That's what you're good at.
Okay.
And by speaking of which, I do want to say I feel like Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews took some notes from us last week. Didn't they look better tonight?
Oh,
they looked flawless. I mean, Aaron Andrews, perfect.
I loved her little ears.
She
was
dressed,
ears?
Yes, dressed, yeah. And when she's in black, I mean, she has no waist in person, let me tell you.
Oh,
she looks
imagine.
Like a skeleton. And Tom Bergeron actually looked like he got a spray tan. Maybe a little Botox, but he looked so much different than last week and previous episodes. So, Tom, I'm glad you're watching us. Or your
I
people.
Just love Tom. And Tom saved the day this week when Ryan and Cheryl fell off the stage. And Tom was like, oh.
Didn't Tom open the show? Wasn't that him opening the gates?
Yes,
I'm like, that was Tom,
yeah,
right?
It was
okay.
Tom, yeah.
Excellent.
That was brilliant. I loved
having included him. Oh, and one little side note.
Yes.
I feel like the wardrobe department does amazing on this show.
Yes.
But I wanted to mention this last week, and I think it's coming into play again this week. Wasn't Carrie Ann and Abba in the same outfit she was last Halloween and the year before? And I don't understand this, because everybody has brand new outfits. And when you go see Julianne, you would not believe. I've sat behind her once. It's embroidered all the way down. Every little detail is amazing. You don't even see it, and they go all out, even though you don't see it all.
Mm-hmm.
Where I know for a fact that Carrie Ann and Abba, the outfit she was wearing last week, the black with the strapless sleeve, I've seen that before. So I don't understand why she's recycling outfits. And maybe it's her own. Maybe they're making her bring her own. I just don't understand it, because usually wardrobe will cover all that.
Yeah.
So are you guys noticing that?
Let us know. I don't pay enough attention to what the judges are wearing.
It's important to me. It is important to me. Yeah. And so I don't know why everybody else looks fabulous and has new outfits every week except Carrie Ann. So just a little detail there I'm noticing.
We'll watch next week. I'll be like, what is Carrie Ann wearing?
Exactly. Carrie
Very
Ann.
Very important.
It is. It is important. This is 13 million people watching this show. You should have a budget that can afford.
Well, she always looks fabulous, but if she's in a different outfit, I see what
Her
you're saying.
Her neck is though looking bigger this season.
Oh, stop, Chris. Stop. She's looking fabulous.
She looks lovely.
She looks exactly the same as she did.
Okay, carry on, darling.
Okay, so yeah, Meredith and Derek, probably going to go. Calvin and Lindsay, quick step.
Yes.
In their skeleton outfits, as we mentioned. Uh-huh. He never goes wrong. He's always on it.
Yeah.
You know,
this is the one where he twirled Lindsay and then Lindsay twirled him. Like,
yes.
She actually lifted him. This was the one I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
yes.
How is that possible? She didn't put her back out or anything, but she looks amazing. He looks amazing.
Oh, it was so good.
They're going to go far,
they
right?
are. Their partnership. I still want him to point his toes more. I know last week they did the whole thing of he can't point his toes, but I'm sure he could have pointed them a little bit more. They didn't look like they had any energy in them. So that did make me a little bit. So James, earlier in the season, wasn't fully embodied, you know, as a dancer.
Right.
It was a little bit going through, and now he is completely a dancer. He has made that leap, and it's unbelievable. All of his body is in the right place. Calvin, I don't know, those hands are still bugging me as well. He got away with a lot because of the style of the dance. It was a lot, you know, the skeleton kind of thing. But that does worry me, the hands and the feet. But having said that, he never goes wrong. Oh, I love the choreography this week as well.
And he has charisma. He brings it.
He's amazing.
He's always smiling.
And they talked about him being an NFL player, and that always
wide
gives
receiver.
Them an edge.
Yes.
Okay, yes, wide receiver.
I had to say that.
Not
I wanted
even
to say
sure what the wide receiver does.
Yeah.
But he's great.
Either. But I like the terms. But yeah, they always have like an NFL player, and they do so good.
Yeah.
Yes, they have a following. Yes, they're athletic, but somehow they bring in those dance skills that you wouldn't think a football player could do.
Yeah, it's very true. And he said it's because they have that pedigree, he said. It's sort of ingrained in them that they train, they keep going. And I also think they're trained to know how to tunnel or maybe funnel that energy in the exact right way. So they use that nervous energy as a positive energy when they're out there, and they know how to control it. Other people that maybe aren't used to that mass adrenaline rush and nerves that hit them, sometimes I look at Mary Lou, for example, and she looks so stiff with nerves, like they're taking over. And
she has too much adrenaline almost.
Yeah,
right?
She doesn't know what to do there, and it sort of gives you a bit of a brain freeze, which sometimes it can do. It's like an actor, you can't remember your lines. You knew your lines, and now you just can't remember anything. And it's adrenaline, everything, kicks in, and loosen up and learn how to channel that energy. So that will definitely help. But
and he said, we in the NFL have to bring it every day, and it's total focus. And he's used to working with his body, so I can see how that works.
Yeah, and it's not too emotional. So, you know, Maureen, she was a little bit too emotional. I think I know you loved Maureen, but I think it held her down so bad. Go ahead, Chris.
The ratings did fall with Maureen leaving the show.
Really?
Yes, they are down across the board. When Maureen left, the 18 to 49, which is the most important demographic, went down. It also went down for the season, and it went down for comparison to last Halloween, which was season 21. Yes, and so I feel these characters are important. She, of course, was not the best dancer. She brought a lot of crazy emotion to the show.
Yeah.
But it's entertaining.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And that's why I like watching these shows, is I want it not just to be perfect dancing, because we see it season after season. There's incredible dancing, but we want to see those crazy characters. So Ryan is the last one to be on the show.
I know.
And
he was entertaining.
He was my favorite tonight, even though he was not the best dancer.
Yeah.
And it's like the same as last week. My favorite ones were in the bottom. So we'll get to that, right? Is he coming out?
Yeah. Let's move on. Ryan and Cheryl were next with the tango.
You
see, I really enjoyed, I'll give it to you, Chris, I loved watching them in rehearsal.
Yeah.
And that's half the show, the rehearsal footage.
It's longer than the actual dance.
It's only about a minute or 90 seconds for the actual dance, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's a minute 49. The video packets are usually 3 minutes.
There we go.
And so you're getting more backstory, which is enjoyable. Right. You know, you see him thinking, you see his blue eyes. He's very camera friendly. He looks great. I thought the makeup that they did on him again was great.
Oh, so good.
And he was all in, finally. Yeah. He was becoming the character.
Yes.
Yeah.
His dancing definitely made a step forward this week, I think.
Well, she had him going under those lines, and I thought, was that helpful? You tell me, because the judges were criticizing him after the dance that his posture was all crouched, and I felt like, was that what she was telling him to do, or no, she just wanted him lower?
Yeah, she just wanted him lower, so he needed to bend his knees more, but never compromising the posture. Form up here in the posture.
Why did she want him to bend the knees, though? What was the purpose of that?
Just for the style of the dance.
For the tango?
And it makes it smoother. Okay. If you're lower and you can glide down there. Oh. Sometimes if you're up, it's a little bit more, you know, when you're down, you get more grounded.
But he was trying to be that tango.
Yeah, I know.
He was really into it. He was mixing in the Halloween with, you know, he'd make his face look scary by putting it down like that.
He tries so hard when he's out there.
So I thought it was thoroughly entertaining.
And I thought it was his best dance so far.
It was. Oh, really?
Even though he was a little bit hunched.
Right.
That aside, he was really into it. And it was the first week. When I felt like him and Cheryl danced as a couple.
Yes.
As a partnership. Mm-hmm. Rather than two just dancing, and where you can see clearly she's the teacher and he's the student, so to speak. And this week I felt like they really danced and were out there together.
Exactly. And it was the Maleficent. So the whole theme was there. The whole storyline was there. And I like what Bruno said. He said, yes, give me a true, believable performance. That's the way to go.
Yes.
And so that's what I felt. It's exactly what I felt. Thank you, Ryan. You brought it.
Yeah, we loved it, Ryan. We really loved it. And we are sad you have gone, even though last week I did say Ryan to go. But
I know. You called it.
I feel a bit bad now.
Okay, now coming to the first place winners of the show. Yeah. Not that we know or giving anything away.
Well, yeah, Jana and Cleb. They were...
I mean, he's like what you talked about.
Maybe Jason or Janet, but yes.
He is that Russian-taught, extremely disciplined.
Discipline.
And that's what you were talking about in Cambridge.
What I love. Yes.
Yes.
You have to have discipline in dance.
You do. And they are so strict. I mean, with the Olympics and everything, I mean, this is a serious business.
Yeah.
And I believe that is why he's excelling.
Definitely.
She was a little handsy again tonight. You know, I talked about it with people on the shoot, and you're like, yeah, her hands are not in the correct place.
Really?
If you watch it, she is in rehearsals touching his face. She called him my little Russian bear, and and he actually took her hands. Watch it again.
Okay.
He took her hands, and he went like that. He pushed her back. So, yes, he's married. He has two kids. Jana, take it back a notch, okay? He's married.
Hands off, Gleb.
He's hands off, you know. You have to create that symbiosis and that romanticism when you're dancing a lot of these dances, like the tank. All of them, really.
The
you have to be a couple.
You have
to have the chemistry, but please, I mean, be respectful. Be respectful, Gleb.
Yeah.
Keep your hands off, man. That's what I want to say.
Hands off, Gleb. I don't know how you'd keep your hands off, Gleb, when you're that near to him.
But that's what she's doing. She's doing it in the rehearsals. Not just on stage live.
Right.
She's doing it backstage too.
Okay.
It's a bit much.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel.
As a dancer, I don't notice it so much because I know that when you're in it.
I only notice it with them. I watch everybody very carefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week she's doing it live on the show. You know, all during the show and after they dance. And then now she's doing it in rehearsals too. And he literally took her hands and he went like, he pushed her away. So, and good for you.
But their dance, I loved it.
Yes.
Jazz. So Gleb said he never choreographed a jazz routine before like that. It was fun. It was really fun. And they put a little bit of jive in. I enjoyed
it. Did they like the jive?
Yeah, they said that the jive part was good because that was something that she wasn't so good at before, so they wanted to go back, put the jive in, and then see if they could do it, which, you know, props to them for doing that.
Do you feel they did a good job with the jive?
Yeah, it was good. All I keep seeing, there was splits, every 5 minutes splits. She has become very flexible, I will give that to her.
Yes, absolutely. did you learn jazz? And why did he not know jazz? Is it a Russian thing, or did you not learn jazz too?
No, I know jazz, so I do ballet, jazz, modern, okay, tap, all of that side. I don't do so much of the ballroom.
The Viennese waltz.
Exactly, that I don't know as much.
Okay.
But dancing is dancing. So yeah, once you can dance, you can learn all different styles.
I was so surprised he said, I've never done jazz in my life. That was, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is different. Uh-huh. But like I say, it's you're a dancer, American you thing. Can dance. And yeah, so he just goes straight in and does it. Because yes, he's a dancer. Well, and it was amazing. It was,
I know,
brilliant.
Little American kids, those are your choices. You can take jazz, tap,
yep,
dance,
yep,
hip hop,
exactly,
now, and so here, you know, it's kind of expected, mm-hmm, you know that. So I thought that was a little interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. Yes.
They were amazing.
Do you think they should have got tens?
Yes.
Why did they get nines?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't know.
I think they should have got tens.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, and I think they are going,
because they didn't seem to be. Sorry.
No. Go right ahead.
I was just going to say there didn't seem to be a reason. From what the judges' comments were, everybody was praising them. So why, mm-hmm, didn't they get tens?
Maybe they didn't like Jana's backstage antics. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Anyways.
On to James and Jenna for Shauna.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This was my favorite dance ever, guys.
Yay. Well, it was theirs, too. Viennese, yeah, Wall, Suicide Squad.
So good. It was just perfect. Costumes, choreography, makeup, the theme, the storyline.
I am so amazed how well Jenna came in and was able to replace, yes, Sharna. And I love that Sharna was there. My heart went out to her.
I know.
I was so glad that she was there and, you know, rooting them on and being a part of the show still.
Yeah.
She did. I mean, he has come so far in the show. He's a definite contender to win this for sure. I think it's going to be between him and Gleb and Jenna.
And Jenna.
And so we have a Jenna and a Jana now, right? She's Jenna. She did
Jenna and Gleb.
It looked like they have been dancing all season.
Yeah.
She did him right. I mean, they did wonderful.
They did. And, you know, a lot of credit to Jenna. I know James did great, you know, going in, but that's not easy for Jenna to step in, you know, and fill
that's
those big
point.
Shoes for Shauna.
Yeah.
And she was exceptional. And her character throughout that routine, I mean, oh, James was exceptional,
stayed
but
into
so
it.
Was she.
She
was
living
like,
the part.
And she did that smile when she was laughing, and she was like, and I was like, oh,
did you see the movie, or did you know the backstory of the comic strip?
No.
Okay, because it looked like it was perfect to me.
Yeah, it did to me, like, as well.
That was
and
the
I
essence.
Do recognize her character, so maybe I do.
I didn't see the
but
movie,
I
but
see
I
the movie.
Felt like, you know, from the trailers, I felt she captured the essence of the movie.
Yeah, I think that character
she was
quite
living
iconic.
It, and it was a little bit much. I mean, how they opened
when
it.
He slit the throat at the beginning. And
I don't like fall
pause.
Murdering on television. This is a Disney production.
Oh.
This is a family show. So the opening was a bit much for me, but the
brilliant.
Judges went crazy. And this is immunity night. They don't do this all the time, right?
Yeah.
So this is a special night, and we have dance-off, which is always exciting. Coming up later. So there's
yes.
a lot going on. There's a lot at stake. Perfect score?
Yes.
Immunity?
Yes.
Instant immunity?
Yes, and that should have been their final show dance, and then they can win the whole entire thing.
Oh, okay. We know who you like.
Yes. I mean, the fact that he can pull it off, the fact that he can do the acting,
uh-huh.
you know, everything was timed to perfection. Mm-hmm. Did you notice the timing was absolutely crucial uh-huh. throughout that routine?
Yeah.
So when he slit the throat, it was like, sorry to go over that bit again. CrossFit. There was a
what
pause.
Uh-huh.
And then he went, and it was right on time. And then the next mm-hmm. one, he went, and it was quicker. And then mm-hmm. later, when she lifted her leg to the side, and he felt the timing for mm-hmm. when he should go in, as she was about to go, and then lift her leg right up.
He's like a natural.
They're so connected. Yes,
how
he is.
How does he know how to do all this?
Discipline, I think, from
really?
Shauna has trained him so well from week one. He's always had good technique.
He's an Indy car driver, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm thinking he's used to going at really fast speeds, and his mind can think like time slows
oh, yeah,
down
true.
And I'm thinking he can deal with all of these things with the timing
yes.
you're talking about. Maybe that is helping
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's probably very intuitive,
because I just don't know how somebody can pick it up so perfectly like he's been dancing all his life.
Yes,
it's the craziest thing. How does a car driver become one of the best dancers on the show?
I know.
So I'm impressed. I'm absolutely impressed with them.
I'm impressed.
And they are safe, and they're up
yes.
with the cauldron. You know, if you watch it between the scenes, they're making that cauldron constantly work and everything.
Yeah.
But everybody looked better with the smoke too tonight. Aaron looked great, and I love that Keo was here tonight.
Yeah,
he was not paired up with anybody, but they brought him back last season. He was amazing. I met him too last season. He is so nice, but he was great, and I love that they brought Allison back into the troupe. So even though she's done for the season,
yeah.
Did she not turn it out like out between all the commercials? I mean, she was Allison. You did amazing.
Yeah,
you're like turning it out.
She's so good.
She looked like a fly dancer. Girl in some parts, like with the hip hop. But I mean, she's like, oh my gosh! Yeah. And she just had a baby last year, so she is all in again.
How did they do that?
I don't know.
All of these pros having babies. And
I love
jumping
that
back
they
on stage.
That they think that they can take time off, have a baby, and come back because she's at the top of her game.
Yeah.
She was at the top of her game. She almost won season, I think, 21. And I'm like, oh my gosh, why did you get pregnant? But she's back.
She's back.
She's back and she's doing great. And Allison, thank you for tweeting me and retweeting me today.
Check out my Twitter. Love you, Allison.
I know. Yeah, there's a great picture that we did. So anyways, check it out. But
cool.
I love that all the troop members are doing great. Oh, and by the way, did you notice they have a new blonde troop member dancer, that blonde guy?
Do you mean the one with the beard?
Yeah, so he's not a real blonde, because of course he has that really dark beard.
Right.
But I'm like, oh great, we finally have a blonde guy on the show. I mean, Derek was, you know, or is one of the only ones on the show, and he is getting a little older. I don't like to say that. I don't want to upset anybody.
That means I am, too.
We all are, please. But, you know, it's like, if you watch the show season after season, the where they pull the pros from is from the troupe. Charlie came from the troupe.
Jenna, I think, did.
Jenna did. They came at the same time.
Yeah.
And by the way, she looked fabulous tonight with that outfit that she was wearing. Oh, my gosh. Perfection. So maybe he's going to be the next pro coming in.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know? I wouldn't be surprised.
And Derek's so busy.
I don't know if Derek wants to do it again. Do you think he wants to come
back?
Well,
he took last season off, right?
Yeah.
To do Broadway and all that. And he really looked like he still wanted to do it because he was flying back and forth at one part and it just seemed too much for him. But, you know, as you get older, dancers' careers don't last forever. I think even Madonna said that. It's like, I wanted to become a singer because I knew the time frame is so short.
It is.
It's such a toll on your body. And so maybe he's thinking of going in other directions. He's become like a personality. He's doing so much. So.
Oh, he's definitely a personality. And I think, you know, Broadway is probably what he would, you know, like to go back to and do more of.
Yeah.
Because I think he was cast, wasn't he, as a lead in Singing in the Rain. And then I don't know what happened with that, if it's on hold.
I don't either. But I don't know if it finished its run. But.
No, I think it went on hold. But anyway,
because
I'm sure
of
people
him,
will tell us.
Yeah.
No, not because of him, because of other stuff.
And well, I always feel like stay on television as long as you can, because Broadway is the next step kind of below.
No, that, I disagree.
I know. Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I know. I don't want to upset anybody, but it's like movies, television, and then you go to Broadway at the end.
No.
And then you try to revamp your career, which a lot of people do on Dancing with the Stars. And then they come back and they get their television shows come back on and stuff like that.
Do you know, that's funny, because I trained in musical theater, and a lot of the time, it's so hard to get into a musical theater show. In the West End in London or on Broadway. It's so...
You have to have a name, right?
So hard. Mm-hmm. That, yes, because it's so hard, sometimes people go off and do television or whatever to get a name in order to get into a musical.
And they like
it's
doing
so
live better?
Hard. Yeah. It's, I mean, it's just a different thing. You know, it's just a different thing to musical theatre. But I know Derek's now doing Hairspray, so he's doing... musical theatre on television, which is just perfect.
Yes.
You know,
you know,
and he does movies doesn't he?
Speaking of that, I was at Universal like a week and a half ago when we had time off from Prince Charming. But anyways, they are building new sound stages for the first time that have windows. So you usually can't do that because you can't have the airplane noise and everything come in, but that's where they're going to film it, they said. And they're going to do all these new musical on the sound stages live.
Wow.
Martin Short got cast. And there's a whole slew of stars starting this
love
fall.
Martin
and what's great, yeah, and embrace it. I love that people are watching it because, you know, they did the Wizard of Oz, and they're bringing back a lot of these musicals, and they're doing them live on NBC, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so all the networks are starting to pick up these musicals, and they're like 2-hour specials. So it's wonderful.
Yeah.
And they're building the studios right here in Burbank.
Wow.
So it is perfect. So the stars can stay right here.
Yeah, and I would love if they did the movie, like they're doing for Hairspray, or the TV movie. And then could they keep it going for a few weeks so that we could all go watch it live?
Oh, what a great idea.
That would just be perfection.
Well, my whole thing is, you like it live, and so do I. My whole thing is record, record, record. It's my mindset. It's like, if you're going to get in hair and makeup and do all this thing, let's record it so it's there forever.
Yeah.
And so, like, if Lady Gaga is going to go and do a special, great. Props to her. But when they're out on tour, they're giving it every night, and you don't really see it. And people start to forget. And, you know, a lot of singers...
There's a balance.
There's a balance. But my thing is, if you can stay on television, do it. But maybe they'll have a live audience where we can go to Universal and watch it.
I mean, that would just be incredible.
You would not believe these studios. They are amazing.
But the thing is, if they weren't celebrities, they wouldn't be on Dancing with the Stars, would they? So that's another thing. It opens up doors to incredible opportunities. Let's move on to the dance-off.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we had Lori and Val versus Calvin and Lindsay to start, and they were doing the jive.
Yes.
Who would you have picked to win?
Well,
for me, go ahead. Do you want to go?
No, go first.
I would have said Lori and Val. I would have agreed.
Yes.
Because they did win.
Okay, I was on the wrong page. Absolutely.
Slick.
I have them circled. That, for me, was the best. America agreed. Did all three judges? I think everybody agreed.
I know.
It was great. And
they were outright winners.
I love when they show that split screen where it's going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And like from the beginning, Val and Lori were on it. And by the time I got to the third dance-off, I wasn't even watching the screen anymore. I was watching the dancers. But that is so cool to see how America's voting live on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And Central.
It was brilliant. I loved it. And
they
were like, I think they were dancing at the same time, weren't they? And then one step back, and then the
other
one step
back,
and then
that.
They'd go forward. Yeah.
Because I don't remember, did they do that last season where they would take a turn and let the other? Because it seemed like last time
they've done it before.
Really? But it seemed like they were both dancing all out the entire time. This time they pulled back.
Oh,
and
I
it
see.
Was great because you could just focus on that one group
for
a little while and then bring the other one back.
Yeah.
But yeah, for me, Lori and Val, they were the best.
They were both great. Calvin forgot a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And you see, if somebody remembers it and does it perfect all the way through, and the other one is great but then forgets a little bit, then sadly, that's, you know, you can't win then.
And some of them are closer to the judges, and I think that makes a difference. Because with the third group, remember, they're like, one stands out for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they were dancing right up on the judges. And
and
so
I think
far
they
away.
Said that Calvin was blocking their view.
And they said we could only see one couple. So that may come into play with this dance-off, too.
Which is a problem.
Yes, can be.
Can be.
Okay, so Jana and Gleb.
Jana and Gleb. So
Salsa.
Top off. How could he not win when he took his top off?
Oh, I know. And of course, Sasha has to do the same thing.
Bless Sasha. I love Sasha.
Judges were like saying the same thing that was in my mind. So I felt Sasha opened big. I'm like, okay, Sasha, you know, and they're wearing the red. Tara's wearing the red. Looked fabulous.
And he's spinning her around for ages. God, I thought they weren't going to stop.
I thought they were going to win. And that point, I'm thinking you're milking it now.
I thought that's what I was
You're going
like,
a little
bit
too much spinning there.
Doing this spin, yeah.
So that's when it kind of changed for me. But, and you know, I want Jen and Gleb to win.
Okay, they're your favorites.
They're my favorites. I think you should be allowed to have favorites, and I do. So it was a little closer on this one.
Yes, I agree.
And Jen and Gleb, for me, took it. But I do like what Sasha decided. He needed to remove his shirt too to compete. So that was great, and I think it helps. You know,
this
is salsa.
Fun.
Salsa is supposed to be steamy.
Yeah, it was
it absolutely
very sexy.
Is.
Very sexy.
I did a little dancing too.
Oh yes, Chris,
I did this show called Mordecai with Johnny Depp, and I am doing the salsa right behind him in the movie. If you watch it,
okay.
And so what we did was we did a lot of twirling, and I was laughing so hard. During the live take of it, that they finally said, okay, you know, you need to get cross by him. And we did. And that was kept in the movie, too. So it was the time of my life. I mean, I was on the biggest high. So, yeah, salsa, you have to bring it. And it's supposed to be sexy.
Supposed to be fun and high energy.
Supposed to be fun, yeah.
And I think that Tara and Sasha did have a lot of energy. And they're always so slick and polished. Everything they do, she's always like, you know, if her legs are supposed to be together like that, they're perfectly together. She's very, very strong in her dancing.
And her attitude,
very
too.
Strong. Yeah, and amazing
She always
attitude.
Has a positive attitude.
She does. And, you can never... Mm-hmm. like put her down for not trying or for not bringing full focus and energy. She's always in it.
Absolutely.
And Sasha has a really great positive attitude about it all.
He does too.
You know, they give them a slightly negative comment. Yeah, and they're both like, okay, we'll take that. We'll turn it around. And then when I think in my head to like Mary Lou and Derek, and Derek just goes, yeah, I know.
It's all on Mary Lou. It's your fault. it's interesting because, you know, so much of them bring the drama and the tears and the craziness, but Sasha and Tara don't. They're like always positive.
Yeah.
You know, we'll take the criticism and we'll do better. And she's never down. And I love that about
her. Last week, though, do you remember? We didn't quite have time to discuss it. But when they did the group dance at the end, and it was a little bit awkward when they were choreographing the dance, and there were certain moves that Sasha said Tara couldn't do.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and he was just like, you know, that's not going to be practical. We're not going to be able to do that.
We didn't talk about that?
No, because we ran out of time. Oh. Yes.
Okay, when
and
she
was,
crying. She looked like she was going to cry. And I was, my heart was like almost breaking for her because I thought that was a little inappropriate when they were talking Russian. I mean, come on, she knows they're talking about her.
Yeah.
When Derek said to Sasha, can she do this? Can she do this? I was okay with that because he's trying to figure it out. But when they're talking Russian, you know you're talking about you. And it's just, it's inappropriate.
I mean, unless you think it was edited to look that way.
No. She was clearly picking it up correctly. They were talking about her, and I really felt bad for her.
Yeah.
And that's understandable. Yeah. It's almost like, I don't want to say bullying, but it's borderline.
Well, it's just a little bit rude. It's not very good etiquette to talk in another language in front of somebody
who
doesn't understand.
So I don't,
when you're able to talk in the same language.
Yeah, so I think that was captured correctly, and she was upset, and I can see that. I mean...
Yeah. I understand. Well, she's back this week. You know, it didn't drag her down at all.
Uh-huh.
She came back fighting and amazing. And then the last couple, two couples we had, was Mary Lou and Derek versus Ryan and Cheryl. Interesting how it kind of was quite balanced.
Yes.
The dance-off. So they're probably the weakest two.
So
and they were together, which is very interesting how that worked out. Mary Lou and Derek, it started a little bit messy. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she hesitated or something, and then
it's
was like, oh no.
Stiffness. There's still that stiffness
and
there.
And that stiffness, yeah. Derek just kind of gets a little bit... And do you remember in their dance?
I don't think he cares anymore.
When when she put her hand up and then she accidentally hit his head, she didn't get her arm around.
And she didn't keep going with it.
Yeah, and
that
then I
awkward.
Think she sort of panicked, and then Derek was like...
He brought her hand back around, but you got to follow through, and they told her that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to trust your partner, and don't hesitate. Just, you got to keep going.
Just go for it. It's so difficult, though, in lifts.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they do a lot of lifts.
And they do a lot of lifts.
That is so hard.
And she's very brave, yes.
Yeah, that is hard for sure.
She's very, very good. So, yeah, that was Mary Lou and Derek.
And Ryan and Cheryl.
Well,
I love Cheryl.
Good.
I thought they did, too.
Yeah.
And they won it, too, didn't they?
Yes, yes, they did. They did. Because they got two votes versus Mary Lou and Derek, one with the judges, and then they got
58% of America.
Yes.
So,
but they fell off the stage.
They did?
And Tom was pushing them back on.
Oh,
they kind of like,
well,
you didn't
that.
See it. No, because you didn't see it. The camera kind of didn't get the view, but they went off camera. And then next minute, camera turns round and there's Tom going, you know, get back on. And Cheryl just couldn't stop laughing after that. It was funny. But
she's usually very serious. I like Cheryl because she tells it like it is. Like, she has no qualms. Like, she's like, you need to do this and this and this, and you really do. I mean,
she
is so honest. I love watching her.
And she said,
her
she was like, you need to step it up a notch this week.
And
maybe
then,
two.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about. Exactly. You're reading my mind. That's what I like about Cheryl. She just tells it like it is.
That was funny. And it was fun, you know? the dance off, it was something different. Incredibly hard that they had to learn three dances and they were only going to use one of those dances on the night. That's a lot to memorize.
That's a question I have for you. So aren't they going back and learning, I mean, remembering a dance that they already did? Like, say they learned the cha-cha, or they're just bringing that dance back into it again?
Well, some of them hadn't actually done some of these dances before. So with them, it was a whole new thing. So that's really tricky. But just in your mind, plus they had their other dance that they were definitely doing. So that was four dances that they had to memorize. It's an awful lot to learn in 1 week. I mean, maybe they've been building and maybe, they were going and using bits. I'm sure
they don't know how they do
sections.
It. Like, the first time I ever saw that years ago, I'm like, how is this possible? So they must learn, like, the basic things, but they know the choreography of what they're doing. It's not just, let's just go out there and dance on the dance floor. It's figured out.
Yeah.
So they do have a lot to remember, for sure.
They do have a lot to remember. I'm sure that the way they choreograph it, though, is a lot easier to remember than a full dance.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you do, like, four of these, and then you do two of these, you know, rather than three, one turn, then we go into this move, and that's a lot harder to remember.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's, like, tricks and ways they did it. But still, incredibly, incredibly good. And then at the end, Tara and Sasha up against Ryan and Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree that Ryan should go home and not Tara?
For me,
yeah,
I don't think it's all about technical. Mm-hmm. This is an entertainment show for me, so I wanted Ryan to stay just because he's so interesting to watch.
Yeah.
He is a character, and I enjoy watching him because you never know what's going to happen, what he's going to say, what he's going to do. And he really got into it tonight.
Yeah.
He looked fabulous. The costume, the makeup looked fabulous. So my thing was I would have preferred Ryan to stay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, had it have been Mary Lou and Derek versus Ryan and Cheryl, then who would you have picked?
I really love Mary Lou. Don't do this to me.
Oh, really?
Yes. She's a television star and actress and everything. Oh, man. I think for the show, they're both important, but I think for ratings, I know you guys are going to go crazy, but I really think Ryan is better for the show to keep people viewing. Wow. You know, it's like the British X Factor that's going on right now. They have this crazy woman called Honey K. Are you watching that? Or Honey?
No, I'm not watching
Honey something. And she is just so weird and crazy. And she believes that she's a hip hop artist. And she's like, you're transfixed. You have to watch every episode just to see what she's going to do. She thinks she's like a guy, like Vanilla Ice or something. And it's so fun to watch.
Yeah, it's
and
great
so
television.
She may not she may not be the greatest singer, but everybody's interested in her. They get more tweets, more interest, the celebrities calling in, like, we want to see more of her. And so for me, that's what these shows are about. It's not, I mean, we could just have the best dancers and nobody making a mistake, but it would be kind of,
might as well just have pros then, really.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I want to see some character and some craziness.
And it's good to see the journey, you know. Yeah. Like, I love watching James because he's, you know, got improved so much. I know he was always good, but he has had a good journey. Calvin, an incredible journey throughout the season.
Yes.
I mean, all of them that are in it now have really. But to me, Ryan cannot possibly, going on his past performances, improve at a rate to be in the finals. So I'm glad, really, that I think it was fair he was out. And then Mary Lou and Derek, I think she desperately wants to stay in it, but I think her body's kind of going, no. I mean, her feet are hurting her. Mm-hmm. She's struggling when she's dancing. To me, she looks like she's dancing in pain. She's almost like, on her feet.
Do they have
to
be in high heels when they dance? Why is that so
necessary? Well, it depends what style of dance you're doing, and it depends on the theme they've chosen and a lot of things.
She's so tall as it is, it seems, and then they put her in these heels.
Yeah.
Like, every single time.
It's tough on your feet.
And she's falling. I mean, she's making mistakes, and so I'm wondering, maybe it would be easier if some of these tall dancers didn't have heels.
Well, I think I don't think that's going to change.
Okay.
Unless you get a contemporary number or something, it can go better.
Because it needs to look good? Is that what it's about? Okay.
Yeah, it's elegant. It, you know, elongates all of your lines. Mm-hmm. It makes your posture change a little bit.
Right.
It's just more elegance. It's traditional.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, whereas ballet, they could wear those little slippers and get away with it.
That's true, but then you have to go on point on the end of your toes, and that hurts more than heels.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, you know. All right. But it is what it is. Well, next week, I think...
It's the showstopper.
It's the show. Yeah,
this is, you're going to love this one, right? Broadway.
Although Halloween is my favorite, but I am going to love it.
Oh, and I was invited back for Halloween, and I couldn't make it. I was literally on the tarmac
at
LAX.
When are we going, Chris?
We are going to hopefully go for the finale, semifinal finale.
So
we have the showstoppers next week. Then we have the semifinals, and then it's the holiday episode at the Grove. And I love going to that, because sometimes they let me go to the rehearsals, and it's outside. And so you get to see them perform, and they do, it's great to see all the behind the scenes work. So hopefully we'll get a chance to do that.
That would be great.
And I'm sure it'll be all decorated for Christmas and everything.
Yes.
So maybe we'll get a chance. And I will be in town on that day. So
okay, good.
I'm looking forward to that, and hopefully we'll get invited.
We'll get to go and get some inside gossip
and
for you guys.
And say all the pro dancers like Allison, everybody.
Oh, yay. We love Allison.
Yeah.
And finally, just before we wrap, who to win? I think I already know the answer for you, Chris.
Gleb and whoever that girl is.
Jenna
the handsy girl.
You're just we're supposed to be focused on the celebrity, but you're just loving Gleb.
Oh my gosh. He is what Derek was a long time ago. And he's so serious and focused and disciplined, and he brings a style to whatever it is. You know,
that's
last week with the 70s, he brings that Americana into it, whatever the theme is, he's able to capture it so well. And she really is a terrific dancer. And then I think it's between them and James, the IndyCar driver.
Yep, James and Jenna.
We have all these Jennas. Okay.
She's Jenna, not Jenna.
Jenna, and so Jenna is the new replacement. I think it's going to between, I think it's going to between those two couples.
I agree.
And I think Gleb should win.
Ooh. I think James will win. But
I
think Laurie, like we mentioned, it's just going to depend on Val. What he choreographs for her.
I think they're going to be top three. I think they'll be on stage for the top three. It'll be like RuPaul's thing where you have the three and they don't tell you who's second place. It'll be Jana. It'll be Jana probably to win if she can keep the moral code of her contract.
This
is a Disney show.
This is a Disney show.
ABC.
No more cutting throats. No more touchy feely. Okay. For me.
Sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, who is your pick?
Okay. For me, probably the winner will be James and Jenna. I don't know if she's back. Mm-hmm. Second will be either Laurie and Val or Jenna and Gleb. And it will depend on choreography, because Jana and Laurie both usually execute their dances very well, so I'm not nervous about them, but it would just be on creativity, I think, on the night. Having said that, Calvin could also bring it out of the bag, because he's so good.
He is definitely top four.
It could go on anyway. I think with those top four, it could go anyway. And Tara's amazing as well. And I've always rooted from day one for Tara. I think she's incredible. Her dancing is so good. But like the judges say, maybe she's going to have to add a few wow factors in order to get to the finals.
Like what? Flipping around?
Exactly. Maybe some more like tricks in the routines, or maybe... just some more.
It's
like,
amazing how far the people with a challenge get on the show. And of course, last year, somebody with a challenge finally won.
Yes.
But I'm always amazed how far they go. And I think part of it is America's rooting for them.
Yeah. And I think also they're trying to, like, you know, go for it full out and show that, you know, nothing's going to hold us back. Tara, I mean, you can't say no. She just does everything.
And she's so likable.
Talented.
She is.
Yeah.
She's great. Is Laurie and Val, whenever you bring them up, I'm thinking Laurie, she's strong and she's the word you used, ripped. Is she ripped? Is that a dancer's body?
Well, it's a gymnast body.
It's a gymnast body.
It can also be a dancer's body for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, she's just so strong, you know. And if you've got that strength and the technique behind it, that's what makes you, like, really sharp. You can finish everything off because you've got that strength to control all of your moves.
Okay.
So I think so.
All right. I don't think they're going to go to the end this time, but everything else I agree with.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree this week.
And please keep your positive comments coming in. We really read all and appreciate all of them.
Yeah, we love when you guys comment and tweet us. I'm Laura Beth Hill, and you can tweet me at LadyLBH. And Chris.
And I am Chris Valentine. You can tweet me something I want to retweet, of course, at AKA Golden Boy. And check out all my celebrity interviews on my website at ChrisValentine.com. valentine.la.
Awesome. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you next week. This is AfterBuzz TV.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.